Katie Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms that people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
Pezeshkian is a 69-year-old cardiac surgeon, lawmaker and former health minister, and his main opponent was Saeed Jalili, a hardline ex-nuclear negotiator. Over 60% of Iranian voters abstained from the snap election for a successor to Ebrahim Raisi following his death in a helicopter crash. Activists at home and abroad have called for an election boycott, with painful memories of a violent state crackdown after protests in 2022 that were sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, a woman who died in custody after allegedly violating the Islamic dress code. While faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, Pezeshkian has in the past questioned authorities about their handling of Amini's death.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden's attempt to assure voters of his ability to run again for president after a poor debate showing involved an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Friday. Associated Press correspondent Joss Boak explains.
The Biden White House is hoping that this interview is the start of a process that will cause the pressure on him to ease, that will convince Democrats, lawmakers, and donors that Biden is their best shot going up against Trump. The problem is that at every event going forward, Biden needs to be perfect. He cannot slip up. He cannot make big mistakes. The kind of the glare of public attention is on him in a very different way right now. And what that means is that the ABC interview isn't the end of the debate about Biden's well-being. It's merely the continuation of a conversation that began with the debate itself.
This is VOA News. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has accepted a U.S. proposal to begin talks on releasing Israeli hostages, a senior Hamas source told Reuters on Saturday. Hamas dropped a demand that Israel first commit to a permanent ceasefire before signing the agreement and would allow negotiations to achieve that throughout the six-week first phase, the source told Reuters, on condition of anonymity because the talks are private. French President Emmanuel Macron's expected political failure in his decisive parliamentary election Sunday may paralyze the country, weaken him abroad, and overshadow his legacy. The vote comes just as France prepares to be the host of the Paris Olympics. Many wonder how he will manage to keep the reins of the country with likely no majority at parliament in a confrontational government. Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise taxes. According to Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, so far there have been 41 deaths, 35 abductions, and 746 arrests as a result of the anti-finance bill protests. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said
this pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family.
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
David Doyle from Reuters. In a taped briefing, National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says a large swatch of eastern Texas will start feeling the effects of Hurricane Beryl by Sunday, with high winds and the chance of flooding in the days ahead.
This is the time now, if you're in the hurricane or storm surge watch area, to protect your home, determine if you have to go to a shelter, if you're asked to evacuate. Keep in mind your pets, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, other folks who might need help evacuating or otherwise preparing for the storm.
Beryl is expected to strengthen after weakening to a tropical storm as it moves across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Recent suicide bombings in northeastern Nigeria have raised questions about the country's claim that it has degraded Boko Haram, whose insurgency since 2009 has killed more than 35,000 people. More than 30 people died in three coordinated suicide bombings on June 30th that were carried out by women in northeastern Gwoza. I'm Christina.